This is the local VK5 news segment. Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow amateur radio operators. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. This is an important announcement by the Wison South Australian committee that the upcoming Wison South Australia social get-together and free barbecue, which is planned for next Saturday the 29th of January at the Scout Centre for Ventures Activities at Glenelg North, has had to be unfortunately cancelled due to the ongoing COVID-19 restrictions with holding meetings indoors and also the serving of food and drinks. I say again, the social get-together for Saturday the 29th of January has been cancelled. The Wison South Australian Committee has cancelled this event in the interests of our members and wider amateur radio community's health, safety and well-being for all concerned during the current COVID-19 pandemic. The Wison social get-together and free barbecue will be rescheduled for a later date. Keep listening to the Sunday morning broadcast over the coming weeks and also to the Wison South Australian Facebook group and newsletter for ongoing updates. This has been VK5 LSB on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee saying 73 and stay COVID safe and free all. Cheers all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Last week I mentioned that our club president, Peter, VK5BE, has drawn up a list of some 20 projects that we need to address this year. Foremost among them is, of course, the setup of the new Haywood repeater, which I discussed briefly previously. Also on the list is a working bee up at the Bluff repeater site to spread some gravel on the pathway between the compound gate and the doorways to the huts. This is to avoid traipsing mud into the huts during wet weather and is a project that we have volunteered to do as a way of saying thank you to the company that very kindly sponsors our presence at the repeater site. Other projects include cleaning up our club shed, including a tidy up of our comms trailer, which has spent the last several months at the South Australia-Victorian border being used by SAPOL for supporting their data network antennas. Also high on the list is the repair of a number of coaxial cable runs that are at best a bit dodgy and in a worst case scenario have failed altogether. There are also plans to do some upgrades on some of the repeaters to enable them to be played with remotely, thus reducing travel time and costs. We are also looking at the possibility of automating the broadcasting of the weekly WIA and local VK5 news segments. These are just a few of the items on Peter's list, and we are hoping that a number of club members will step up and volunteer to oversee the completion of at least some of them. As you can see, we have a busy year ahead of us, and we look forward to being able to, hopefully, get the full list completed by this time in 2023. That's all I have for you this week, and so, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 73 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for January the 23rd, 2022. Next Friday we'll be meeting at the Blackwood RSL for another lunch, so long as COVID does not scuttle our plans. I must mention Barry VW. In dispatches, Barry has been working his fingers to the bones, assembling the new hardware for our repeater network. Monitoring this network, I'm disappointed with how little use the repeaters get. When his hardware is in place, the coverage of the network will be greatly extended and will provide an important link in time of national emergencies. All future general meetings will be at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. The next general meeting will be the AGM on Thursday the 17th of February, and the starting time will be 7 p.m. for 7:30. There's a lot of parking behind the church and a well-lit car park. We will have to wait to see what COVID is doing to our plans. Keep an ear on the Sunday broadcast and an eye on these emails. I know many of you were impressed with a recent talk by Peter O'Neill, and Greg has recorded this meeting. We should be able to show this at one of our Saturday morning sessions, so long as we still have somewhere to hold these meetings. The threat of being evicted from the shack has come up again, and we are continuing our quest for a new venue. Pat and I have spent a lot of time searching the internet, sending out emails and phoning people, and we've not come up with a suitable venue for our Saturday morning session. What we have found have been booked for Saturdays. We have two more possible sites, but we will have to wait for the persons looking after these bookings to go back to work after Australia Day. No more general meetings until the AGM on February the 17th. Have you thought of putting your hand up for a position on the AHAS committee? I have emailed out documents outlining the duties of those on the committee and nomination forms for position on the committee. If you did not get either of these documents, send an email and I will resend them. Please listen to the broadcasts and read the weekly emails. Best wishes for 2022. In the words of Sir Lunchalot, alias Les, stay negative.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Next week's technical night will be a virtual one, and it will be on the Houghton 2-metre repeater, 146.850. Starting at around about 7.15, and the subject matter is going to be power supplies. So if you have any problems with the power supply, or if you've got any suggestions or information about power supplies, come on up next Friday night, the 28th of January, for the tech night, and join in the conversation about power supplies. Now, next Wednesday is Australia Day, and the Tea Tree Gully Library will be shut that day for the public holiday, which means that the Bacon Brew Cafe will not be open either. So next Wednesday there will be no coffee club, so you'll have to make your own brew. But the next coffee club meeting will be the following week, Wednesday the 2nd of February, and once again we can get back together and have a few brews and a good talk about all sorts of subjects. And don't forget, of course, that before the coffee club meets at 9 a.m. on the Houghton repeater, there is the Coffee Corona Club Net, so come on up and have a chat on that. It's always good to meet people and have a talk about various subjects. And of course the F-Trip Net meets every Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, so get into one of the repeaters that gets into the system, join the F-Trip Net and have a chat with everybody, and there's usually very good interesting subjects discussed, and there's usually one subject of the day that Tony VK5FBIC gives us. So that's every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network for the F-Troop Net. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you've had a good week and staying safe and keeping away from COVID. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.